joy and hope in Kamala Harris's America. Car insurance prices up 54%. By Hannah Knudsen on August 26, 2024. Americans are having a hard time finding the joy and hope that Democrat elites touted during their August convention, as they struggle to pay their bills while the cost of goods skyrockets. This includes car insurance prices, which, under Vice President Kamala Harris's watch, rose 54%. Data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics show a dramatic rise in car insurance since President Joe Biden and Harris, the latter of whom Democrats have coordinated to face off against former President Donald Trump, took office. From January 2021 to July 2024, car insurance rose a tremendous 54%. This is just one facet of the inflationary nightmare that the policies of the Biden-Harris administration have sparked. New car prices, for example, have jumped 19% since Biden and Harris took office, according to Consumer Price Index, CPI, data, not seasonally adjusted. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. The prices of used cars and trucks rose 20% in that same time frame. Chart, U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics release, Consumer Price Index. To make matters worse, it is much more expensive for Americans to maintain their vehicles while they, perhaps, hold off on purchasing new ones due to increased prices. The average price of motor vehicle maintenance and repair has gone up 30% since Biden and Harris took over. This does not include the fact that gas prices reached a record high under their leadership. Instead of realizing the significance of that issue, Democrats will likely use that reality as a political opportunity to push electric vehicles, EVs, on Americans. Indeed, Americans can expect Harris to push this, as she stood as a proud co-sponsor of the Green New Deal, which had a goal of eliminating gas-powered cars. Americans need not look any further than Harris when noticing the higher prices for everyday items, as Breitbart News economics editor John Carney pointed out in Breitbart Business Digest. Harris, of course, was right there in the thick of it, casting tie-breaking votes in the Senate for some of the most ambitious and, let's face it, inflationary spending bills in recent history, he reported. The American Rescue Plan, that $1.9 trillion behemoth, was touted as a lifeline for a struggling nation. What it became, instead, was the accelerant for an inflationary blaze that's been impossible to extinguish.